Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is the second episode of my Jammin' with Jamie format. This is a way for me to share relevant ideas and stories that don't quite fit the full episode format. If you're new to the show, probably don't start with this episode. Go back and pick an episode, maybe 103 or 104 to check out. So quick note before I dive into our short episode today. The Coworking Startup School is open for registration March 20th through the 27th. If you are interested and you are not on my email list, then to get the details, go to www.coworkingstartupschool.com, add your email address, and I'll make sure that you get all the details as soon as you put your email in. So today I'm just going to share an email topic that I received in my inbox from a flight group member who recently opened his space, and things are going super well for him, and I am so excited. He pre-sold all of his offices and most of his dedicated desks, and this is probably a bit unusual. I have an episode on getting into the pre-selling mindset, which I really encourage because I think it's so good to get people through the space, and you can absolutely pre-sell space. I think this flight group member had an advantage in that he is in a multi-use space and has a cafe and a yoga studio open already, which was driving traffic. But still, he put that mindset hat on and gave hard hat tours and took deposits and went for it. And so he opened with this fantastic, vibrant community ready to rock and roll, which has its own challenges, right? Because all of a sudden, you're still trying to figure out day-to-day operations and get into the groove, and you have a space full of people who are already interacting and working and doing their thing. So he forwarded me this email that he had sent to his members because he knew that I would empathize. And I was so impressed with the email because we know there's a lot that goes into running a space. And I think sometimes we think, you know, these things are going to kind of work themselves out. All the little sort of cultural norm pieces that need to fall into place for a community to function really well. But sometimes we need to sort of play the role of, you know, den mother or den father and intervene a little bit, be tactful, but authoritative. And I thought he did this really, really well. And I thought for anybody struggling with this, I would share just kind of, I'm not going to read his email, but just sort of share the tone and my thought about how sometimes I think when awkward things come up in communities, which happens all the time, I've been doing this forever and I still feel slightly awkward when there's something that needs to be addressed. Somebody's talking too loud in the open space or somebody's walking into a conference room that they're not reserving. You know, how do you kind of handle those things with members and still maintain a relationship with them? And as the owner, we have to be prepared to do those things and sort of put on that really fine balance of, you know, we're friends and I'm helping you connect and, you know, we are in the same community, maybe in the space and maybe even out of the space, and we're sort of equal professionals. But then I need to address things with you like your use of the conference room and, you know, talking too loud with clients that you have in your offices. So he had this really long email about kind of all the challenges that they're encountering in the space and sort of his view on, you know, how the community needed to sort of work through these things in order for the community as a whole to function in a healthy way and not just for each individual. So I think it can happen that you get individuals who are used to working at home or in their own office, and then they're part of a broader ecosystem, and they sometimes they're not as self-aware about all the, you know, things that they need to do in order to make this work smoothly. So the things he addressed in his email, if you've recently opened or if you are open, you'll remember these things very clearly. You know, HVAC not being super smooth, some, you know, offices being super warm during part of the day. He said in his email that he hadn't gotten shades for some of the rooms. I think maybe not anticipating that you need shades. I know I've been there. And so shades were being ordered, but he was, you know, kind of telling people like where to expect you know, to be too warm or too chilly during parts of the day and kind of how to handle that. People making phone calls on speakerphone in offices or meeting rooms. Like, can you totally relate to that? And it can be awkward to address that with people because sometimes they're not aware of it or it's just their style. But he was in his email kind of just, you know, just saying like, look, you know, that can be disruptive for other people working. Please use a headset. You know, and even client meetings in offices, he was encouraging members to go use meeting rooms, you know, which are a little offset from the main workspace so that they could have conversations, you know, at a louder noise level and not be interfering with people working. He also had to address people walking through the space, talking on their cell phones. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, it was just things like that. But I think the point I wanted to make was like, it's really good to like just be explicit about those challenges and address them. Because if you don't address them, they're going to keep happening. And there will be people in the space who in their little heads are thinking, why the heck are, you know, is the owner or the community manager not doing something about this? Because we want our members to address these things. In an ideal scenario, I suppose, you know, someone would tap the person next to them and say, you know, you're being a little bit loud on your phone call, but that's awkward for them. And we're the ones getting paid to deal with these things. So you may have your own, you know, way of working them out. But I think really sort of the buck stops with us in terms of managing the expectations and the norms. So I just wanted to share that and get you thinking about, you know, if there are some little things happening in your space that need to be addressed, go ahead and figure out a comfortable way to address that. Maybe it's a town hall for you versus an email. Email tone can be really hard. This flight group member of mine did a great job, I thought, with his tone. But if writing is not your thing, you could do an audio message, you could do a town hall, you could have a happy hour or a snack break or whatever it is to kind of try to address these things. Or maybe use Slack. You know, you could put it on Slack and just kind of remind people. But don't be afraid to be that sort of authoritative voice, even as you're trying to develop relationships with your members. And make sure that if you're not in the space all the time and there's a community manager who has to play this role, that they're equipped to do that. Because you may have a community manager who's not all that experienced in these sort of diplomatic needs. And some of them may be, and we hope that that's sort of the hat that they're able to put on or at least to grow into. But you may need to step in and either help them with that or do it for them occasionally. So just a little food for thought this week. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and we will talk soon.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.